Collis. Now, I've had many guys come up to me and ask me for good topics to give chaburas on in camp. Now, sometimes what they're asking for is a good topic for something that interests teens, something, you know, something teens are doing wrong and he wants to tell them about it. Other times, what they're really asking is they want something that shows the beauty of Torah and Lumbus. And this is one of those examples, because we're going to see two or three reasons for a mitzvah, and we're going to show how there are many nafkaminas that are just related to that, that have ramifications of halacha masa, and it's a really fascinating discussion. So let us start with source one, is the Gemara Masechet. Gemara is discussing when, if you're having a meal and it's time to make kiddush, meaning, I guess you're having it right before Shabbos, right before Yontif, and you have to understand that in the time of the Torah, in the time of the Gemara, they had, the way they eat food, we come to a table and sit around a table and eat it. Okay, this is Gemara Masechet. This probably has to do with the moving the Seder plate at the Seder. Why do we move the Seder plate, take it off the table, put it back on the table? At the time that they used to eat, they used to be in a chair, couch, chair, recliner, whatever it is, and there wasn't a table in front of them. When they were eating, they would bring a table, a havdil, like our modern TV tables, you know, that you have a little thing that you roll out, but it was called a taka, it was a board. That's where the phrase room and board comes from, right? That you come, you get a room to stay, and they would bring you a board of food. So here, they would bring out the food. So the Gemara here says, Shavin she'im evin v'shulchan alim kin kiddush. You don't bring out that table unless you made kiddush. V'im hevi, if you did bring that table already, and it's already in front of you, and you haven't yet made kiddush, horis ma'po mekadesh. You have to cover the food there, and then you recite kiddush. So that is the source we have for covering food at the time of kiddush. So Tosot there tells us two reasons why this is so. Source 2, Tosot says, An regilin lifros mapo le kadesh v'atam mefurish v'shiltot v'paygom kihechi detekti sudata v'yakra d'shaptar. In order to make it clear that the reason we're having this meal now, this delicious, delectable meal, is because of yakra d'shaptar. Yakra d'shaptar means to show that we're having this meal because it's special for Shabbos, in honor of Shabbos. So the first reason is that we're going to start the meal, and we're going to start the meal only with kiddush. And then we're going to bring out all these foods. Now that it's Shabbos, let's bring out all these delicious foods, and we will have our meal. So the first reason to not see all the food on the table right away is what's called Yakra the Shabbos. Kavod of Shabbos. To make it special for Shabbos. Tosot tells us a second reason. V'yesh mefarish zecher l'man. Shelo haya yorei b'shabbatov v'yom tov v'ya talmi l'mal l'mato v'haman b'netai. The second reason we cover the challah, well, we know a lot of the rules of challahs are related to the man, or at least another notable one. Which one is that? How many challahs do we have on Shabbos?
Two.
Why do we have two challahs on Shabbos? Shomer and Zohar is a beautiful idea that Kol Milui Shabbos train on, that everything has to do with two. The other relates to the double portion of man that fell on Shabbos. So here we have Zecher l'man, second reason. There's a third reason, not in Tosot, but in the Torah, source 3. He cites the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Kalamar, Shelo yireh hapat boshato, that the bread shouldn't get embarrassed. Peru shehum mukdam v'pasuk v'yaroi lakdimo v'bracha v'makdim v'berkariyayu. We should be making hamotzi first, but yet we're making kiddush first. The bread's going to be embarrassed that we're not making hamotzi, so we cover the bread while we make kiddush. This reason, if you don't learn halacha, is one you've heard, and probably, you know, weren't really sure if that's really halacha, if it's just an old wives' tale, and, you know, legend that gets spread around, it gets mocked, it gets derided. There's a famous Musser story, I don't know if it's the Chafetz Chaim or Fill in Your Old Guggle, but some guy was having a rub over for his meal, and he comes home, and of course the challah wasn't covered, and he yells at his wife, or insults his wife, or criticizes his wife, and to cover the challah. And the Guggle says to him, why do we cover the challah? And he said, to not embarrass the challah. And he said, well, if you're concerned about not embarrassing the challah, how about not embarrassing your wife? Okay? Wonderful story. Many important lessons to be learned. But at the end of the day, what I want you to know is that this is a real halachic consideration. Now that we know the three reasons to cover challah, we can now discuss potential nafkaminas. And for that, today we're going to discuss about eight of them. There's at least 10 of them, if not more. You can, after you hear the ones I bring up, you can start to come up with some of them on your own. But really, this is a wonderful topic to see how a nafkamina works. I'll present an issue, and you'll tell me for each of these whether it's whether you need to cover the challah for according to each reason. Okay? First topic. Can I just bring the challah to the table after the kiddush? Do I have to put the challah out and cover it? Right, that would be a nafkamina here, because what am I saying? That we have three reasons why we cover the challah, but why bring out the challah in the first place? Just make kiddush when there's no food out. Do I have to have the challah and cover it? Why not just not have the challah there at all? And then we avoid it altogether. So, does that work? So, let us see some sources on the top. First, we have the Maaseh Rav. What's the Maaseh Rav? The Maaseh Rav is a book written by Talmidim of the Gra, who wrote down Minhagim of the Gra. They watched the Gra very intently, probably for a few days, maybe a week, and they wrote down and recorded his Minhagim, and many, first it just was a list, and there have since been Perushim and Svarim written on Maaseh Rav, which is, why did he do that? And then the footnote gives you a whole shir and explanation as to why he did all sorts of things, giving you Mekoros. So Maaseh Rav tells us that the Gra said, "Bishat kiddush ala yayin lo yehei lechem al shulchan." Much better. Don't have it there, and you avoid the whole problem. On the other hand, the Aruch HaShulchan in Source 5 tells us, "V'chalot mukrachim liyot al shulchan meir hakiddush." The challah has to be there at the time of kiddush. "Ki heichi dehavei asuda meir hakiddush shezehu yagin b'shachar." Because having the bread there is part of yagin b'shachar. You see it, and you are making it part of the meal. V'yeish shemivin achalol la'achar kiddush v'zeinu maspik rak letam shelo yireh pakosh tov ve'ein achol masokin. Some people bring it after, but that works only for the reason of poshet, as in, so the challah doesn't get embarrassed. It doesn't work for yakra the shakta. So number one is, let's do it on the left side and I'll write it in English. Does that work? Bring challah after. So, the Aruch HaShulchan says, bringing the challah after works for boshet. If you bring the challah after, the challah won't be embarrassed. What's the embarrassment? That the challah is sitting right there, and you have to make the bracha on something else. So if you bring it after, do you avoid that problem? Does that work? And he says, no problem. Correct? Question?
Just confirming, Yakra Deshabta is the Kavod of Shabbat?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. What? Where does Yakra, isn't it like?
Yakar, precious.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you.
If it's for Yakra, does it work? So the Aruch HaShulchan actually said, no. Then you need the challahs there right away. But if you think about it, what did the Gemara actually say in Source 1? The Gemara said, "She'ein mevin in Hashulchan elam kein kiddush." Imhevi boris ma'apu mekadosh. Don't bring the table. Don't bring the food. If you brought it, you have to cover it. So, the Pshat Gemara seems to be that the ideal would be to not do that. Correct? You with me?
Yeah.
What about if it's Zecher Laman? Should I still cover it? So yeah, we're going to see that you still should, because I'm going to write it out so it's not confusing. Still cover. And we'll say fine to bring after. And that was the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay. So that was the first one. When we, you'll see why for the man you should still cover in a second when we discuss the more sources about the man. But you'll see that we should still cover, even if you bring it after. Fine. Number two. When it comes to covering the food, am I supposed to cover all the food? Or is it enough for me to cover only the challah? Cover all food? For that, let's go to source 6. This is a sefer called Matnei Arach. Anybody familiar with it? Okay, it's written by Rav Herschel Schechter Shlita, one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva University. He was a close Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal. And he has 3 volumes of Hanhagot of the Rav. Sort of like I just described what the Talmidim did for the Gra and the Masa Rav. So he did that with the Rav. He would just record, this is how the Rav died. This is how the Rav did this mitzvah, this is how the Rav did that mitzvah. And I'll say, I heard this from this person, I heard this from that person, and they'll give the halachic rationale explanation for each of the Rav's hanhagos. And there's a lot of stories there, some fascinating ones, such as this interesting tidbit. Source 6, Sudat Shabbat. Harbei pavi meshach harbei shanim mikshu chavrei hestadrut haravanim mirabeinu zal. The RCA, or the OU, I think the RCA, was having a Shabbos convention, a Shabbaton somewhere. And they kept inviting the Rav year after year, and year after year, he refused. So he would, they would have the Shabbaton at some hotel in the mountains. He never wanted to come. They bugged him and nudged him. בליל שבת כשנכנסו לחדר האוכל אחר תפילה, הוכתה רבינו לראות היה שהרבה קערות מלאות כמה מיני אוכלים, וכן החלות היו מונחות על השולחן, sorry, I typed it out, it's missing a shin, קודם שקידשו. He saw, he comes to the dinner Friday night, after davening, they walk down to the ballroom of the hotel, and he sees that the table is set with all the foods. וחיל רבינו לצוק שדבר זה נגד הדין. He started to yell, hey, this is not halacha. כמו שהביא התוספות פסחים, דיבר מאתה שאין מביאים בשם השלטון שצריכים להביא את כל המאכלים לכבוד שבת. Bring them out after to show that they're in honor of the Shabbos, Yaker of the Shabbat. ודווקא לאחר קידוש, after קידוש. ויפציר במלצרים שיסירה כל המאכלים על גבי השולחנות על אחר קידוש. And he made the waiters remove all the food. Then he turned to all the people who bugged him to come. Don't you see it would have been better had I not come?
Did they ask him again after?
I don't know. That wasn't part of the story. And in the parentheses, he gives you his little opinion. He says, he saw how much work it was for the waiters. He saw the waiters were Jewish, so he felt bad that he made them do all this work, take away the food, bring it back. So he said, and maybe I shouldn't have done that. I should have been mekal to leave it and just cover everything. So, what do we see from this? That apparently, Do you have to cover other food or just bread?
According to the Rav, everything.
According to the Rav, everything. If the reason is because Zechel Man, was everything covered by dew or only the man, only the bread? So it makes sense that if the reason is because of Zechel Man, only bread. And if the reason is because of Poshet, is there any other food who says, hey, how come you don't make a bracha on me first? Why are you making the bracha on the wine? No, only on Motzi. Or maybe even tongues, but only Amotzi, you know, it's debatable about that, but only Amotzi, the challah is going to get insulted. Hey, why are you making a bracha on wine, not on me? Is your banana going to get insulted? Is your gefilte fish going to get insulted? The answer is no. So the bracha on the other foods isn't supposed to be over a kiddush, before a kiddush, so therefore, for this reason, again, only bread. Okay? That is Nafkamina, number two. Let's go to number three. Number three is, can I cover the food with a see-through bag? And I'm not discussing it today, but I saw Poskim also discuss a weave. But it's a similar question, which is why I'm not bothering. But again, something where you can still see the item, it's not completely covered. Is that sufficient? So, for this, we turn to source 7, the Shvir Shabbos Bilchaba. B'shamati mer grashaz or bashlita. This is in the footnotes. Gam mapash kufa b'shem kisoy nikri. Even a see-through cover of works. When we said cover it, it just means let it be covered. It doesn't mean that you have to have an impenetrable fortress around it. If it's in the bag, you're showing that it's not yet out, not yet part of the meal, and therefore the bread isn't embarrassed. That was the view of the Shmir Shabbos Kolchata, citing Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And source 8, we have the Piskei Tshuvot, is a collection of psakim, and it follows the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah. And he cites lots of modern sources that tell you all sorts of modern halachot about it. And he says, Ashen Inyan Shelo Yireh Pat Poshto, Hamlek Mechusa, even though, according to the issue of embarrassment, it's enough to cover it with a clear plastic. When it comes to Mishum Yachid the Shabda Leka, but it's probably not enough when it comes to not starting your meal because when you see it. But I think that his logic here is not sufficient. I mean, there's room to disagree. Just because I can see it doesn't mean I have access to it. So why is it any less Yachid the Shabda? But okay, I'll write down his view because he's a bona fide Talmud Chacham, a Gadol Posek, and I'm just here. So I'll write down his, but I'll write that there's room to disagree. Okay, so see through bag, is that a word for Boshet? So we have explicitly from Shmir Shabbos Kilchata, citing Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, works. When it comes to Yachar the Shabda, say Piskei Tshuva says no good, but Sarafia. There's room to disagree. What about Zechel Aman? Why wouldn't that work? You ever see dew? Is it see-through?
Yes.
Yes. So works. Dew is see-through as well.
How does it work? Let's see.
It's still covered. All we're saying is that the challah has to be covered. Why does the challah have to be covered? Because the man was covered by a layer of dew. So if the reason I'm covering the challah is because to remind us of the layer of dew, Why is it a problem for me to cover it with something that's see-through when the cover I'm trying to remember itself was see-through?
Okay.
Okay. So that is 3. Let's go to 4. Hope I don't run out of room on this board. How long do I have to keep the item covered? Meaning, do I make kiddush and then uncover it? Do I have to wait until I make hamotzi to cover it? How long do I keep it covered? So for this, we go to source 9. The Magen Avraham tells us, Shema yabagulet sarach akdimo. You have to make the bracha on it first. To call them liyayim. Hamotzi comes before a kafen. V'lachem mechaseinu. Therefore we cover it. Well, the fiza, once you're done making a gafen, you can uncover it. At this point, there's no longer a reason to cover it, since it's related to it being embarrassed that you're skipping its bracha. But if the reason is to show that all the food is coming as kavod Shabbos, for this, you shouldn't, I think Kiddush here is referring to Moses, you shouldn't remove it until later. Source 10, the Prisha, it's a commentary on the Torah. Now, a high time, in la seramapa, ara harsha yeshu, call him a supin, verotzel barakalapat. You shouldn't remove the cover until you come to make a motzi. Da'az motzi a pat bitachna mapa, you pull it out from under the mapa, v'achar kach yasirena, and you remove it. T'havi domelit tal, shayal l'man shotzil otom itachar tal. If the reason is to remember the man, which was covered by tal, so how did they get to the man? They had to uncover a layer or two and pull out the man. So if the reason I'm covering the challah is to remember the man, so it should have to be covered when I make hamotzi. I'm sure you've been to homes where they keep the challah covered even during the avotzi. In fact, they even wrap it. So what would be the basis for that? If it's remember the man, we're pulling out the man from within this tal. Source 11, the Chai Adam. He says, in fact, V'ya mapa la shulchan tachar apar mapa achar al apatak l'man v'lo yasir hamapa al yona al achar kiddush v'tachtona tiyem v'nachar kol shabbat. You leave the bottom one there all Shabbos. So again, he's relating it to the man. We're going to see that that's going to come up again in a minute for another nafkamina, but how it's covered. Source 12, the Aruch HaShulchan tells us, L'fize, la'achar kiddush yachal la'asir mapa. You can remove it right after kiddush. Aval ha'ktur katav otam, shezeu zeich l'man, shem ufusa milamal l'mata, l'fize, tzricha liyot, hamapa liyot arachar ha'motzi. According to zeich l'man, after ha'motzi. If it's not before zeich l'man, it's not because of zeich l'man, you can remove it right away. One more? No, that's it on this topic. So, leave covered until hamotzi.
Is that after you said the bracha or before you said the bracha?
So here it makes it sound like you make the bracha and then you pull it out. But I think you can still say, even if you uncover it at hamotzi, you're saying, I'm still doing zeich l'man. I left it covered until now, and now I want to eat it, so I'm taking it out. So I think that one could go either way. But still, at least until hamotzi, not right after kiddush. In other words, while you go to wash, do you take the challah with you or not? So, can it be uncovered right after kiddush? So for boshet, it can be uncovered right away. Correct? Because it's no longer embarrassed. If it's zeich l'man, leave it covered. If it's yakra v'shabta, so we saw that the Magen Avraham says it lo yigaleh rachar kiddush, that it should be uncovered right after kiddush. Next, 5. coming to number five is Shalashudas. At Shalashudas, do we make Kiddush? Most of us don't, correct? Aruch HaShulchan, I think, cites like a Kabbalistic minhag that some did. We don't. Already a question, yeah.
Would not be the same for, like, say, a Shabbos lunch as well? If you were to make Kiddush at every...
If you made Kiddush earlier, it would be the same, yes. And if you don't have Kiddush Makom Suda, probably should have Kiddush Makom Suda, then you should cover it. But if you didn't, then you wouldn't need to cover it, correct? According to those, the one that's in Leman, you still would need to cover it. That's exactly a wonderful Nafkamina. Add it to the list, 11, 12, whatever number you're going to be up to at the end. That's a Nafkamina indeed. See? Thinking well. Very good. So five is cover at Shalashudas. This is the official spelling of Shalashudas. Okay.
Shalashudas.
Okay. So for this, we go to source 13. Aruch HaShulchan says, Katam HaRambam Din Perek Lamed Din Teh Chayav Adam Lachol Gimel Zuchah B'Shabbat V'Livtzo Al Shnei Kikarot Ve'Ein Darkinu L'Chatzor HaPat B'Sinah Shlishi. And we don't cover it at Shalashudas. On the other hand, source 14, Aruch HaShulchan says, Ach Imanu Tovsin L'Ikar Tam Boshet. If you say the real reason is tam boshet, right? The besuva shabbat, the besuda shlishit, ein mechasina pat. Once again, there's no need to cover it if the reason is that it's for suda shlishit. What is he implying? If the reason is not for boshet, for boshet, you definitely don't need to cover because there's no kiddush. But what if it's sechel aman? How would it be Zechel Aman? Well, we're still using Lecha Mishnah, is what he just said. He started the Rambam. So if it's Zechel Aman, you would still need to cover. For Yaakov the Shabda, probably also no need, because I guess the whole idea that you're having Shalashudas, the extra meal, is already showing you it's Yaakov the Shabda. And if there's no Kiddush, you don't need to do that.
I thought you do Kiddush on the Shabbat.
Why don't we do Kiddush at Siddash Lishi? It's an excellent question, not for our topic right now. Yeah, I have a 5-part series on Kiddush. I can give you the Makoros, different time. Okay.
I see how it is.
Source, Nafkamina number 6. Right here in Yeshiva, how many people make Kiddush? One person makes Kiddush, right? You're saying you or?
No,
one person makes Kiddush. The rabbi or whoever is at the meal, right? They'll have them make Kiddush. So who covers this challah? Does everyone cover their challah? Or does just the person making Kiddush cover his challah? Does everyone cover their challah? Or just the person making Kiddush? So here, we have a machloket. Potential machloket between Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman of Orbach. Rav Moshe Feinstein, source 15, Igros Moshe, tells us, Malkum sheyesh harbe in shishal v'lin harbe shulchan av, many people sitting on many tables, kagon v'yeshiva, v'alkol shulchan ikal lefa mishnah, on every table there's rolls. Aval yayin ekidush v'kadish v'chor echad v'motzi kol v'achrim shabachedar. One person makes kiddush. Only his challah has to be covered or everybody's. Everyone has to cover. Both of those reasons, obviously. The whole idea of saying that it's Yaakov the Shabta is that you don't uncover it until it comes time to eat it. So we're not yet eating it because that guy's making Kiddush. The only question of, you know, maybe it makes sense only for that guy and not for the others, is for the Yerushalmi's reason that the Torah cited, which is Shelo Yireh Pamoshto, that the bread's not embarrassed. I'm not making Kiddush, why should my bread be embarrassed? His bread is embarrassed because he's making Kiddush on wine and not on bread. I'm not making Kiddush at all. Why should my bread be embarrassed? Came But they're not making kiddush. They're being yotze in the other guy. But at the same time, why? You don't have wine. Make kiddush on bread. Why are you making kiddush on wine? Oh, the bread is insulted. You have to cover the bread. So everyone has to cover. On the other end, Source 16, Shulchan Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Linya Mishi Yashim Shulchan Onif Radim, Kamon Gegon Beishiva, Yom Chaya Kol Lechal Chasod Lechalosh Shulchan Abishar Kiddush, Olis Sagi Mashi Mekadosh Mechaser Chalosh Shulchan Ab. Just the person making Kiddush or everyone. Hinei Letamim Shal Yukim the Shabto Zeh Lemah Mishnah Mishnah Lechasod. He agrees. Those two, it's clear you have to cover it. I don't know what I would type there since I typed this mock course. There's some kind of typo though. Oh, Gam Efshar, the Sagim Zeg Lamanch, and I got you about. Ulam Latam, Shaloyer of Oshdo, Ulayish Lechalek, Bain Atoim, Ayayin, the Mishain Atoim, Omanam, the Mysa Nogim Lahakel. He says, for the other one, it makes sense to be Mechalek between the person making Kiddush and everyone else. And therefore, we are, and therefore, according to that reason, you don't have to cover. But then he says, and by the way, we're not like the Minko, whatever the reason is, you know, probably you should cover it, but don't worry about it so much. You know, you don't have to go stone anybody in the Charoch, although you see you didn't cover their Chalok. He says the Minko is to be Minko. You like stoning people, right? Okay.
Can you explain again? Sorry.
Somebody said something
about Shlomo
Zalman.
With regards to Boshet?
Sure. He says it's clear that if it's... Let's start with one at a time. Then we'll go to the two views on Boshet. Meaning even Rav Moshe Feinstein conceded that it's less likely, but he still said to do it. So let's go through all three. The idea of Yakin Deshavta is to say that this food is only here for the meal. So I'm not going to cover it or bring it out or reveal it. I'm not going to uncover it, bring it out or reveal it until it comes time for me to eat it as part of my Shabbos meal. So do I have to cover it for that reason? If I'm not the one making Kiddush, yes, I have to cover it anyway. Because I'm not eating it yet. I am waiting for Kiddush. Good. One. Two. Sefer Leman. Do I have to cover it for Sefer Leman? Well, Leman was covered. This is my Lecha Mishnah. It doesn't matter that I'm not the one making Kiddush now or not. So that would still make sense that I have to cover it. The only discussion, both according to Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, comes to the question of Boshet. According to Boshet, a person making Kiddush, so he has challah, and the challah is saying, come make your bracha on me first. Why are you making bracha on Kiddush first? But you're not making a bracha on Kiddush. You're one of the 900 other people in the charoch not making Kiddush. So why would your challah be insulted? He didn't hear you make Kiddush and not make Hamotzi. So that svara says that for Boshet, not everybody else needs to cover. Only the person actually making Kiddush needs to cover, probably related to his question about what if we're not making Kiddush, right? You come to lunch, you're not making Kiddush because you had Kiddush in shul already. So do you have to cover it or not? So according to that reason, for Boshet, you wouldn't have to cover it. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, the Maisa, you should cover it because
you could make Kiddush on the Challah.
On the Challah, and the fact that everybody's being mocked to listen to the one guy on the other side of the room make Kiddush shows that you're not making a motzi and the Challah is embarrassed. So, does everyone cover or just the person making Kiddush? So, everyone. And could be just a kaddish. I believe it as could be, meaning because we have Moshe Feinstein disagreeing. Okay, six. Two more. Seven. Next nafkamina is when I cover the challah, do I cover just the top, or do I need to cover the bottom as well? would I need to cover the bottom as well? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Tzarek Shetiyah, source 17, Tzarek Shetiyah Mava L'Shulchan Tachar Apat U'Mava Acheret Prusal Gavav. You need a covering on top and a cover on the bottom. Why would that be? Well, what happened to the man? A layer of dew fell, then the man fell, and a layer of dew fell on top of that. So the man was protected. It didn't get dirty from the elements outside. It didn't get dirty from the ground under it. It had this layer of dew protecting it. Source 18, Shmir Shabbos Kol Chata. Yesh Noagim Sheparsim Mapa Gam Mitachal Lachalot. Milvan Mapar Shulchan. He says this is in addition to the tablecloth. We need something under it. Then the footnote he tells us. From Selamar, Kevan Shem Mapa Balas Kirlan Rakaman. Since the whole idea is that when I see it, I should be like, oh, the man. So it has to be something out of the ordinary. My table is always covered with a tablecloth. Therefore, I see a tablecloth, I don't think, oh, the man. When I see that I have something special under the chalukah, then I know it's for the man. I sort of gave away something else right now, but we'll see in 1 second. Piskei Tshuvot cites the Shmir Shabbos Lachata. He also cites an interesting Mishnah Berurah, a little bit out of context. But the Mishnah Berurah tells us, in Source 19, he discusses cleaning up the table at Shalosh Shuvos time, or Chavdalah time. So, I'm commenting Allah Achar Abdallah, he says, Yesh Noagin Liyot Bet Mapor Ol Shulchan Melvad El Yonasha Al Alechem Mishum Kishemin Narin Amapah Pinza Ashokha Megula. You don't want the table uncovered. And therefore, when I cover the table, I'm going to remove the tablecloth because the tablecloth is dirty from all Shabbos long. And therefore, when there's a covering on top of the challah, the tablecloth I'm going to remove because that's the one I use all Shabbos, and a tablecloth to leave the table covered. What doesn't he mention? A special cover, special mapa under the challah. He doesn't mention the one. So the Piskei Tshuva right now, in Source 20, is going to make a diyuk that we don't paskin like the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chata. We don't need a special under the chaluk mapa. Umistiman rishon v'shulchan aruch v'nosek kelo mashma shemapa pusa kol shulchan on a shabbat the drisha mapa mitakar chaluk. The tablecloth that we have on the table is enough. Umishmir Shabbos Kol Chata said otherwise in Source 18. I don't have an idea where he got that from. The diyuk I just made in Source 19 shows that you don't need a special mapa under the chalos, just the tablecloths are enough. That's the minhag. I never saw somebody with a special under chala mapa. Then he quotes the Deborah Zinner Rav, who says something interesting. Shukher Moshe. Midrayim al elo manichem tachar achalo kemin eitz achar galov shabbos kodesh vadoma ki bazem afsid in inir amapa. He apparently really held on this need to have a mapa under the chalas, so much so that he said if you have a chala board, you're ruining it. Why? Because if the idea is that we need a layer of dew on top and a layer of dew on the bottom, so I need the chala covered by two special cloths, meant for just the chala. So that's the extreme. Okay? The extreme is no challah board, you need top and bottom. A little bit less than that is you just need top and bottom, all the way to the end where we have the Piskei Tshuva saying we don't need one on the bottom. And what could really be at play here? It could be that this machloket between the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chata and the Piskei Tshuva is nafkamina for the reason for covering the challah. If the reason is for Yakov Deshabta, you only need to do it on top. If the reason is because of Boshet, let's go back to Source 11, Chayyadom. V'yem mapa l'shulchan tachar apat, u'mapa cheret al apat, zech l'man. If it's zech l'man, you need one on top and one on the bottom. V'lo yasira mapa l'yonan l'achar chidosh ha'misogari. So, that was not the one. Down according to the Aruch HaShulchan we don't need. So which Aruch HaShulchan is that? That is 1 second. Okay. Magrabah. So the real reason is Sefer Laman. So when it comes to Shal Shudis, so you don't need to cover. So there's only on top. I'll explain that right now. If the reason is Sefer Laman, so then you need both on top, both over and under. But if the reason is not Sefer Laman, then you only need one on top. Okay? And he says, Lamaisa, since our Ikar reason is Boshet, you don't need to do it. So if you say the Ikar reason is Boshet, you don't need to do it. And he says, if Shalashudas, we don't do it. So he's saying that we don't hold the Sefer Laman, and you'd only need to do on top. It should be said, though, regarding at Shalashudas, if you cover according to number 5 and number 7 are related. If you feel you need to cover the challah at Shalashudas, that means you're holding of the reason being Sefer Laman. So then, it goes hand in hand, if the reason we're covering is Sefer Laman, how should you cover it? Both on the top and on the bottom. Cover just top or bottom two. Yes, Zach.
Is there even a din of like the Mishnah and Surah Shishit?
So we saw that he cited the Rambam as saying if Litzoa Shteki Karu. And some are Makbid, but there is Machloket on the matter, and it's preferable. But that doesn't mean that if you're stuck and you only have one challah, then you don't need, you know.
So if you had two, would it be ideal to cover it?
If you had two, it would be ideal to cover it, because why not be Yotzei the Zechum Manchita? Okay? But if you feel you need to, and you're saying, I need to cover it, even at Shalashudas, then I'm saying that the reason is Zeif Laman. Because according to Yaakov Bishabdo, there's no need to cover it at Shalashudas. According to Boshet, there's no need to cover it at Shalashudas. So my reason for doing it is Zeif Laman, so then I should probably cover it both on the top and under it as well. Yes, Ari?
With that logic of the connection between 5 and 7, isn't that the logic throughout? That if it's fine for you to bring it after, for instance, with regards to the first one, then you would say that there's no need to cover it in Shalashudas, so that you only need to cover the, like, whichever one.
Correct. All the way through. Yes.
So,
no, I don't say you pick one and go through, but I'm saying logically, if that's the reason, then all those are nafkaminos. That's the point of nafkamina. Practical halacha difference. If this is the reason is for Boshet, it's fine to bring it afterwards. And you only have to cover the challah. And it works if it's a see-through cover. And you can uncover it right away. And there's no need to cover it at Shalashudas. And only the Makadish has to cover it or not, though we saw the Machloket. And it's sufficient to cover it on top. That is true. If that is the reason. When it comes to Allah from Iceland to do, I'm going to finish the shir with that after I get to the last Nakamina. But that is true. That if we're consistent, if that's the reason, so then that follows all the way through. Okay. The last nafkamina I'm covering, though there are more one that I'm not going to cover, though I saw people discuss it, I'll just say it out loud, you know, outside, is whether the covering has to be white. Some people said because of Zechel Laman, the Pasuk tells us Laman was white, so probably the challah cover should be white as well. And again, for the other two reasons, there's no reason it has to be white. Red, black, and brown, and any other color work just as well, and not have the challah be embarrassed, and for Yaakov Deshapta as well. Okay, so the last nafkamina is source 21 of the Mishnah Berurah discusses what about if you make kiddush on bread? Now, which one do you think would this be a nafkamina for? Really? Where does this make a difference? For Boshet. All right? The bread is saying, what are you doing making kiddush on making a bracha now on the wine? I'm right here. My bracha comes first. So what if I am making kiddush on the bread? Do I still have to cover it? Mishnah Berurah, source 21, tells us, "Betor b'shemer yir shami shalayir apat b'shtom." That's the reason. Fiza mekadesh al apat en atzarech lechasod al mapat. Aval atam achar shekata b'tor shehu lezecher l'man mimil agav mekadesh al apat tzarech lechasod al mapat v'chein dohagin. If the reason is for boshet, cover if bread. Do you have to cover it if you're making kiddush on the bread? it's if Laman, the answer is still yes. And if it's for Akar B'Shabda, still the same would apply. So, okay. So then, how do we paskin? What do we do? So actually, when it comes to halacha, like this is what the whole Mishnah Berurah is based on, and a lot of halacha svarim is, when we can, we try to negotiate as many shittot as possible. So ideally, we should do it as best as we can. So we should always be covering the challah. We, you know, if we can, if we have a challah cover, something not see-through, we should cover it not see-through. We should cover all the food or not bring the food out after. We should leave everything covered until amotzi. We should cover it even, everyone should cover it. You should cover the top and the bottom. Cover it even if you make kiddush on the bread. But, Ramaisa, do we, you know, so at least at two meals, at Shalashudas, you want to tell me that we don't have to cover it. So we saw the Aruch HaShulchan explicitly say that the minhag is to not cover the Shalashudas. So Allah, Ramaisa, we cover the challah, we try to do it as best as we can. But now that you know that, now you know if something was uncovered at the table at the meal and you're not the one making kiddush and there was no kiddush in your table, so you have on whom to rely because we have the various views as to what the reason is for covering the challah. But like I said, here we have clear nafkaminas between the various reasons for covering the challah. So if I were to tell you the reason for covering the challah is boshed, is that the bread is embarrassed. So, and I were to tell you, so therefore, the reason is because it's embarrassed. Do I have to cover it if I'm making kiddush on bread? So you can say, very clearly, the answer is no. On the other hand, if I tell you the reason to cover the bread is Ech Laman, so do I have to cover it even if I'm making kiddush on it? And the answer is yes, and this is a wonderful sugya to learn about a practical halachic difference that relates to the svara behind a mitzvah or minhag.